T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Beeson is on the line.
Ooh.
He's with the ACC Network now, but man, when he was down here playing for my Hurricanes.
And in the league now. I love watching John play now. That boy can run.
This is a legit linebacker right here.
I don't know if he can still run. I don't know if he got old like I have, but he used to be able to run.
Let's talk to him. John Beeson. Hello, can you still run, John?
Absolutely not. Not even for Shannon's change could I run anything. I haven't run one step, even a jog, since the day I said I was hanging it up.
Yeah, that life gets a hold of you, bro. I know how it is.
Well, I also know his contracts. He don't need to run for your change.
Exactly. I'm validated, man. They can Google me. You feel me?
Google me, bro. Google me.
Man, John, remember that song? Google me. Google me, baby. Google.
Yeah. John Beeson is with us. So he's with the ACC Network now. Hey, let me ask you before I talk Hurricanes football. Have you talked or texted with Coach Mark Richt? We know he had a heart attack, a minor heart attack this week. Have you talked or texted to him?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was actually that was Monday. I was heading into work, flying in to Hartford, making the drive into Bristol, and I reached out and he got back to me. I'm sure his phone was blowing up, man. It's, you just never know, man. And you know, it's one thing when you talk to these young guys, you know, they're living a dream. It's like, you know, you have this moment in your life where you have the opportunity to achieve something great and do something you've only dreamed about. And life is just like that, man. Coach is 59 years old. It was scary, but it, you know, things like that, I always look at it as an eye-opening experience. And, you know, of course, Coach said, hey, you know, I'm right with God, and if it's my time, I'm good to go. And then when he found out that he was going to be okay, he's like, okay, I'll be at work. He's just ready, like, to go back. Like, hey, Coach, take a couple of days off, man. You're good. You're good.
You guys have fun on the ACC Network. Like, you guys seem to be having fun, right?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, man, is, you know, you're talking about a game that you love, and you're doing it with people as passionate about it as you. So, you know, the opportunity to get on board was it was unique for me because, I didn't follow it. I didn't follow college ball like that. I've never been a fan. I've just been a football junkie. I love scheme. I love watching tape. I love looking at the jersey number as opposed to the name. So that was the hard part, was just kind of, you know, getting familiar with the players as opposed to just watching the game.
And did you plan on getting into the media? Did you do stuff while you were playing, you know, to get ready for this next career?
Yeah, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I would have done it differently. You know, I went, you know, for 4 years, the first 4 years of my career, I didn't miss a snap. You know, I didn't miss practice, nothing. I was just a try-hard guy, and I love to compete and love to prepare. In terms of being in great shape, and you get out there and then you expect the results. So when I was in it, and Shannon, you know about this, when you are the captain, you're the voice of the defense, the team, you know, you need to know how to handle the media, whether you win or lose. So I did that a lot when I was playing, but then when I got injured, man, I wanted to crawl under a rock and just grind and work, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. And I kind of, you know, shot myself in the foot a little bit, just from, you know, staying in it. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But when it was all said and done, the goal was to get back in because I could, and I just want to bring a different perspective than just, the normal stat line. Just talk about what teams are really doing schematically. And that's what I love about it now, because I feel like I'm still playing.
Yeah. In them first 4 years, bro, what'd you have? 540 tackles. I'm doing the math real quick. 8 interceptions. Like, you were balling, man. I remember watching it. Do you struggle? This is what I had to get over doing media. Was it easy for you to criticize athletes, like to really break it down and be like, man, this dude, he's just not doing his job. This man's terrible. Did you have trouble with that? A lot of guys I've talked to had trouble with the criticism side of it.
It was easier when I was with CBS to talk about the guys in the NFL. I didn't really hold back, but these are kids. And, you know, they're people would assume that their priority is football, you know, based on the demand, you know, you walk through workouts, practice, meetings, be here, be there, study hall. School becomes kind of small based on how much time you actually spend in class daily versus how much time you spend, you know, with your scholarship as a you know, student athlete. So these are kids playing the game, and you try to kind of form it in a way that, you know, you don't really hurt feelings. But I feel like the coaches, man, it's open season. You blame them. I blame the coaches for everything. If the players don't play well, coach's fault. They don't play hard, coach's fault. And because they're grown men. Yeah. So that's how I try to look at it, man. I try not to be, you know, too hard, even if I'm talking about the Gators, because it's so much ammo there. I can always talk bad about them.
I've done 4 hours on that.
Yeah, that's my approach. You know what I mean?
John Beeson is with us with the ACC Network now, a Miami Hurricanes legend. Let's talk about this Hurricanes team, because it's hurting a lot of us, because it's not the season that we expected. So what's your overall take on what Manny Diaz has done in his first season so far, and the decision to start Nkosi Perry, I guess, tomorrow? That's a fairly important decision. What's your overall take?
I'll say this. In life, when you do something for the first time, it's new, right? So it's a process. You have to grow. You have to learn. Experience is the best way to learn how to do anything. And I think that the perception is, when you've been a coach in on the same staff as a coordinator or a position coach, that, hey, you know, you've been doing this for 20 years, 15 years, however long it's been, and it should just be a seamless transition to being, you know, the focal point, the guy at the helm. And it's not. And I saw that with Ron Rivera when I was in Carolina, making the transition from John Fox to Ron Rivera. It took him some time to kind of get the – you know, the overall, you know, understanding of how to be a head coach down. And I think that it's going to take Manny some time too, just how you handle the media, what you say, what you release, what you don't release. And then I think having an overall goal, a focus point, you know, when you come out and you say things like, you know, this team's going to compete for the college football playoff. People might think he was crazy, but when you look at the schedule, being favored in every game except for the Florida game, and should have won that game, and even being favored against Virginia. Well, you want to talk about it? You want to talk about the Florida game? Or you want to talk
well,
about
I was going to say preach. I was going to say preach, John.
Preach.
You
know, yeah, preach.
Preach.
Preach. I got bullets for that glorified home game. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you want to do.
Preach. Preach, John Beeson. Tell them what time it is.
What was it, about a month and a half ago? I'll let it go. We can talk Canes, big dog.
Hey, but you know, but listen, you guys, you've done me the biggest favor, because you guys have gone on taking care of business like you did last year. And you know, I get it. You lost to LSU, but a lot of people think they're the number one team in the country, and the fans say they are. You know, we don't know what the committee is going to say, but appreciate you, because the opportunity to lose by four to a team that's top 10, with one loss to the, you know, number one team in the country right now, that's a good thing. So thank you. That's the only time I ever think of Gator.
No problem, bro. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Again, you know, you are my favorite Gator of all time.
Well, appreciate you, man. That makes me happy.
Not mine.
I'm on John's side. I'm good. You can go to hell.
Not mine.
but you're talking about Manny. Yeah. You do, like you were saying, I get you with the maturation of it and all, but you do believe Manny could be the right guy to turn this program back into what it was when you were there and when all the legends were there.
Yeah. My thing is, and if you want to be harsh, you want to be critical, there's enough there, you know, to have one loss on the season. You know, you lose to Virginia Tech in the manner you did. You know, we turned it over four times in 13 snaps, and I think it's got to be a record. Five times in 25 plays. You know, I'm watching the game. I'm watching the tape. I'm just, man, can it get any worse? But you come all the way back, and, you know, the kicking thing, man, and Brian Moreau, one of your colleagues, your guys, that's my best friend in the world, he knows it. He's a punter. I hate him too, and he's my best friend. If you kick, I hate you. okay? I wish they took it out of the game. That's the only reason they call it football. They need to change the name and get rid of the kicking period. Just play off
the defense. I think we did kind of take it out of the game, unintentionally, though.
Yeah, unintentionally. Or, you know, it was too easy. It was too easy. So, you know, NFL, you back it up 15 yards, and now they can't kick. It's just the opposition is it's pigskin and air, man, rubber. It's you and you. That's it. Nobody's trying to run over you, run around you, run by you, nothing.
Old school,
just
baby.
Kick the ball, please. Kick it straight. that's just my philosophy. I think it's pretty easy.
But what,
you know,
what can they
after
do?
After the game, you smell like Downey. It's good. You're good.
But, John, what can they do now? Bubba Bax is in there. They pulled Turner Davidson out of, you know, science class and let him kick. What can they do moving forward in this season? I'm sure they're bringing somebody in the offseason. But what can they do now for the remainder of this season?
Listen, I like this website called Team Ranking, right? You get a lot of stats. You know, when you want to make a point, you want to dive in and you know, go ahead and cement that thing with a great stat. So they have all these different categories. So I saw something that said luck rating. I said, what in the world is luck rating? And they have the Division I Power 5 conferences rated. Not Power 5. Division I conferences rated from 1 to 30 in terms of luck. Okay? Luck. Guess where University of Miami was?
I'm guessing they haven't been very lucky.
130th out of 130. I said, are you kidding me? Within the conference, 14. There's 14 teams in the conference. Because when you watch the game, based on what the analytics say, who should win, they're favored in every game, like I said, except for Florida. They're not favored this week, but they earned that. Going into the season, they were favored in this game. And the second favorite to win the ACC behind Clemson. How in the world do you miss that many PATs, that many field goals, muff punts, blow 4th-and-17 against North Carolina? I mean, it is – you can't even imagine that this is even feasible, but they're doing it. So they're the most unluckiest team in the country, 130. I just laughed.
I'm going to start to use that when I come home from the casino and my wife says, you know, how'd you do tonight? I'm going to go, well, if you're doing by luck rankings, I'm down towards the bottom
right,
of the country.
Right.
It wasn't my own doing. It was luck. But there are, you see, John Beeson speaking the truth here, which is you can actually look at particular plays in every game and say the record could be different. I know, you know, Crowder and the rest of the
game.
Every game comes down to about five plays. The good teams make those plays.
The bad teams don't.
I say it's okay. If you beat me, I'm going to shake your hand and say, I'll be back the next play, next series, next time we play. Trust me. And I'm giving you everything. But what's inexcusable is to give the game away. That's you cannot do that. If you beat me, you be better. And that's it. And even in that Florida game, as good as they are this year, and as much respect as I have for Dan Mullen and what they're doing, you know, Felipe going down the whole nine, they should have won the game. They should have won the football game.
Bro, I was on that sideline. I was on the Gator sideline that game when Felipe threw that last interception inside of our 40. All the energy on the sideline went away. But then Miami, like they were supposed to.
Not like they were supposed to.
Are y'all still living in 99, 98?
I am.
If they don't muff that punt, y'all ain't sniffing the end zone now.
Right.
It was real good early, and then it was bad. That's it.
Gave you the game. Gave you the game.
The whole nine. Still should have won the game.
Look at you.
We gave you the game. You should.
John's on your side. Now you're going to start talking trash.
You should be grateful.
Oh, my goodness.
Grateful. You should be thanking us. You should be thanking. And you wouldn't have been had that game played out the way that it should have played out until we gave it to you. Gave it to you.
Gosh, we win that game. What, are eighth in the country? They probably would have been the next week. They wouldn't even be ranked.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, but then y'all had to
it
see.
Been bad,
but then y'all had to see Central Michigan and win by three or whatever it was.
So
now,
cute.
Yeah, I'm
that's
just saying.
It.
Now,
that's
so act like y'all been dominating.
First off, we won by five. We won by five. Yes, we were 28-point favorites. Yes, you're right. You're right. 27.5 to be exact. You're right. You know, but a win's a win. You know.
So, I'm with you.
Hey,
one of those seasons.
That Miami win. That Miami win got a real good for you guys right now.
I got to ask him though, John. How do you feel about the turnover chain and the turnover rings? Because you're old school Miami.
No, he loves it.
I'll tell you this. Sometimes I think the normal, the average, they're wired to be incentivized. For you, the average. For Hodge, the great. For myself, the great. We do it because we love it. I don't need a turnover chain to get a turnover, to play harder, or an excuse to play harder. But for a period of time, it was the most turnovers that year. And through at least I know through the beginning of the season, we've had more turnovers under Manny Diaz as the defensive coordinator than any other team in the country. So it is galvanizing. It has given them a reason to play harder. I just don't like the idea that somebody believes that I need the incentive, because to be great, to win games, to be a champion is incentivized enough for me personally. So that's how I feel about it.
I personally need gifts, but that's me, and that's why I was never an athlete. Yeah. So there you go. John Beeson, watch him on the ACC Network. We got to have you on more often. In fact, I want to have you on just to have Brian Monroe stories.
That's it. I have so much ammo, man. Listen.
I love it.
I have heat, boy, heat. If he's listening right now, he's sweating, trust me. He don't want me calling in. He does not want me here. I have to text him, hey, is it okay to tell this one? No, don't tell that one. Yeah, you can tell this one. You sure? Yeah, okay. Well,
There you go. We're going to devote a whole day.
It goes both ways, man.
And I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will give you back whatever he receives. John Beeson, watch him on the ACC Network. We'll have you on more often. Thanks, John.
All right, guys. Anytime, let me know. Always fun.
There you go, John Beeson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.